It's Guide Dog Blogs once again, and this time it's time for some story-based themes. Now, how often do you take your dog shopping, or maybe to a restaurant? Well, this is what we're going to discuss today, and joining me once again is Chris Wallace from Berkshire Stags. Chris, how are you?
Good afternoon.
First of all, let's tackle the topic of shopping. Now, I know a lot of people do their shopping online, but sometimes it's nice to go into shops. Do you take Eden into shops?
Yes, every time. I don't shop online anymore. I've had too many disasters.
Are there any particular shops that, well, I can probably guess this, but are there any particular shops that Eden really likes going into?
Well, there are two main ones we use, the local small Sainsbury's, and there is also an Asda's which we go to, which also has is part of a big shopping mall which has a few other things attached to it. And that's probably about twice as far away, so about half an hour to get to. So usually it's Sainsbury's, but we do occasionally go up to Asda's for one reason or another, or one of the shops associated with Asda's. And he always, I think he enjoys going to Asda's more, himself personally, because I think he knows it's going to be a longer walk.
How food driven is Eden?
He's a black Labrador. What do you expect?
Well, yes, exactly. I mean, if he's anything like Caesar, then a place where you can have lots of food is probably heaven for them. They love it.
He knows what he has to do, particularly when we go either Sainsbury's or Asda's on our own. He knows. I tell him. He knows certain things he has to do and what he has to be part of. Like for example, if we're on our own, I always say to him, right, okay, find a basket for us. Which is something I've taught him. It wasn't part of his initial training, and he will go and look. He will take me over to where the baskets are and stand next to them. Sainsbury's, they're always in one spot, right next to the entrance, because it's quite small. But Asda's, they can be in lots of different places. But the point is, he knows what they are, what they look like, and he knows to look one out for me.
Have you got him to find specific products in a supermarket? I mean, that would be quite something.
He can do that. He's learning the tricks. Not like Oscar, my assistant's dog. Oscar was brilliant because. Asda's, they were forever moving things around. And to be honest, we went to Asda's more than Sainsbury's when Oscar was around. And he would find, I'd tell him to find something and he would find it. And he got to the stage where the Asda staff, who coming in, just started work, realizing stuff's been changed around on the weekend or the previous shift and having a clue where things are, they'd actually come to him and ask him where things are for him to find.
That is quite an achievement, quite a level. What other things does Eden or did Oscar do in supermarkets that you particularly found helpful, you particularly wanted them to do?
Well, like I said, the important thing is they will find items. If I'm with someone, because occasionally I have a carer come with me to do the main shop. If I haven't got a carer, I'm saying, right, I know it's a specific items we need, right? We need to go to the milk section, or we need to go and get a bread roll for lunch. Eden, and before him, Oscar would know to take me to the section because they knew what, they obviously can smell it. Their noses are very good, so they knew to take me there. And he would take me there and he'd stand and they'd actually stand there. Eden actually did a lot of his training originally in the small Sainsbury's. Now that's quite a small shop, as I said, and also it doesn't move around so much. But we do it in like a swirly sort of like back and forth, hairpins around all the aisles. So Eden knows where things are and he often will stop at certain things I tend to buy, even if I'm not buying them, if you see what I mean.
Yeah, just in case you may want them.
Yes.
And how's Eden in kind of navigating all the shoppers, especially in crowded supermarkets?
Usually the shoppers keep move over aside to let him through, but sometimes I will see something. I've got a little vision in one eye, so I can see a few things quite close, or I can hear things very good. There's nothing wrong with my hearing, and I will say, "Eden, stand," or "Eden, hold position." I say, "Wait," because there's somebody in front of us. It could be an Asda's employee pushing a big line of a big trolley full of food or something. All right, wait for the be clear. Right, I say, "They're clear. Right, forward. Right, let's cross over into the next aisle," and things like that. So he knows sometime he will have to stand. We will have to give way to people. But he is quite good. And like I said, people usually will give way to us. But if we can't because there's someone in our way, someone elderly trying to get stuff off the shelves. We don't mind waiting. We get quite close, and he's quite prepared to wait because he will stop up against them without being impatient or anything, because he knows they will move soon.
That's a very polite dog you've got there,
Yes.
absolutely. So when it comes to restaurants, how's Eden when it comes to, taking him to a restaurant?
We did have one bad experience in Reading back in the winter, but usually we go to restaurants, diners, or cafes, and Eden is always very good and very well received. If it's not raining and not cold, wherever possible, we'll try to sit outside. Often people will say, "All right, yes, we'll get you what you want, and does your dog want a bowl of water?" It seems to come automatically. You don't even have to ask for it, particularly when it's hot summer. And most of the places around here, either in Lower Early or in Reading, seem to have dog bowls on demand for service and support dogs.
I think that's quite nice, and
Yes, that is a good idea. Yes, I've got no complaints because I say we sit outside, and then while I'm eating, whereas I'm just finishing my course, I will slip Eden a small carrot so he knows that I've finished, and now it's his chance to eat it. It's something.
seems the carrot is definitely the way to go with a lot of guide
Yes.
dogs for a little incentive. When it comes to letting restaurants know that you're bringing a guide dog, for example, to a restaurant where, they may not know Eden or be used to him, do you phone ahead to tell them that you're bringing a guide dog, or do you just bring them into a
Well, just
restaurant?
bring them in because it is now a legal requirement that restaurants and food places cannot actually refuse a guide or assistance dog if it's working. And if they're in full harness and wearing their dog tags to show that they are a guide or assistance dog, I mean, it is now a legal requirement.
Well, there we go. Shopping, restaurants. Again, thank you for that one. Definitely quite a lot of interesting things there. How is your dog in shops and restaurants? Do let us know and get in touch. But Chris Wallace from Berkshire Stags, thank you very much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Anytime.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.